بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا ولقاء الآخرة فأولئك في العذاب محضرون.
Verse number 16. As for those who disbelieve in Allah and reject His verses that were revealed to His messengers, the resurrection and the accounting, they are the ones who will constantly be punished.
فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ.
Verse number 17. So glorify Allah when you enter the night, the time of the two night prayers, Al-Maghrib and Al-Isha, and also glorify Him when you enter the morning, the time of the Fajr prayer.
وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ.
Verse number 18. And for Allah, may He be glorified, is all praise. The angels praise Him in the heavens, and His creations praise Him on earth, and glorify Him when you enter the evening, the time of the Asr prayer, together with glorifying Him at the time of al-Dhuhr.
يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَيُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ.
Verse number 19. He extracts the living from the dead, like His extracting a human from a drop of semen and a chick from an egg. He also extracts the dead from the living, like His extracting a drop of semen from a human and an egg from a chicken. He revives the earth after it has become dry by sending down rain and regrowing it. Likewise, you will be resurrected from your graves for accountability and requital.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ.
Verse number 20. From among the great signs of Allah, which prove His power and oneness, is that He created you, O people, from the earth, when He created your father from clay. Then you soon became many humans, increasing through reproduction and spreading over the earth's east and west.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 21. Also from among the great signs of Allah, which prove His power and oneness, is that He created for you, O men, wives from among your species, so that you may find contentment in them due to your special compatibility, and He put love and affection between you. Indeed, in the aforementioned are clear proofs and evidences for people who contemplate, because they are the ones who benefit by using their intellect.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ.
Verse number 22. From among His great signs, which prove His power and oneness, is that He created the heavens and the earth, and your different languages and skin colors. Indeed, in the aforementioned are proofs and evidences for the people of knowledge and insight.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون.
Verse number 23. From among his great signs, which prove his power and oneness, is your sleeping by night and wakefulness by day, so that you may take rest from the tiredness of your work. And from among his signs is that he made the day so that you may disperse, seeking sustenance from your Lord. Indeed, in the aforementioned, are proofs and evidences for people who listen attentively while contemplating and accepting.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ
Verse number 24. From among his great signs, which prove his power and oneness, is that he shows you the lightning in the sky, and combines within it fear of the thunderclaps and hope of rain. He also sends down rainwater for you from the heavens, and revives the earth by the regrowth of plants, after it has dried up. Indeed, in that are clear proofs and evidences for understanding people, so that they may draw conclusions by it, on resurrection after death for accountability and requital. Beneficial points. 1. A servant filling up his times with prayer and glorification of Allah is a sign of him facing a good outcome. 2. Conclusions can be drawn on resurrection by the continuity of life, in that Allah creates the living from the dead and vice versa. 3. No one takes heed from Allah's signs in the bodies and horizons, except those who use their physical and mental faculties granted to them by Allah.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ
Verse number 25. And from among the signs of Allah, which prove His power and oneness, is the upstanding of the sky without it falling, and the earth not falling apart due to His command. Then, when He will call you once from the earth by the angel blowing the trumpet, you will suddenly emerge from your graves to give account and be requited.
وله من في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون.
Verse number 26. And to Allah alone belongs whoever is in the heavens and the earth. Allah created them, owns them, and has full control over them. Every one of his creations in the heavens and the earth are obedient to him and submissive to his command.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ
Verse number 27. He is the one who initiates the creation without there being anything like it before. Then he resurrects it after making it expire. Bringing it back is easier than initiating it, but both are easy for him, because whenever he intends something, he says, "Be," and it happens. For him mighty and majestic is the highest of praise in whatever qualities of majesty and perfection he is praised with. He is the Almighty, who cannot be overcome, the wise in his creation and decree.
ضرب لكم مثلا من أنفسكم هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم فأنتم فيه سواء تخافونهم كخيفتكم أنفسكم كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعقلون.
Verse number 28. O idolaters, Allah mentions an example for you of yourselves. Do you have partners from your slaves who are equals to you in everything you own, such that you fear them just as you fear each other? Would you be happy for yourselves with your slaves being such? No doubt, you would not be happy with such an arrangement. So Allah is more worthy that He does not have a partner from His creation in His kingdom. Like that example and in other ways, Allah clearly explains different proofs and evidences for understanding people, because they are the ones who benefit from them.
بل اتبع الذين ظلموا أهواءهم بغير علم فمن يهدي من أضل الله وما لهم من ناصرين.
Verse number 29. Their deviance is not because of any deficiency in proofs, nor of them not being explained. It is only because of following desires and their forefathers. So who is there that is capable of guiding those whom Allah has caused to deviate? No one is capable of it. There will have no helpers to prevent the punishment from them.
فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Verse number 30. O Messenger, turn your face, you and those with you, directing it towards the true religion which Allah has directed you, turning away from all other religions, the religion of Islam, upon which Allah intrinsically created people. There is no changing the creation of Allah. It is the correct and upright religion in which there is no deviation, but the majority of people do not know this.
منيبين إليه واتقوه وأقيموا الصلاة ولا تكونوا من المشركين.
Verse number 31. And return to Him, may He be glorified, by repenting from your sins. Be mindful of Him by fulfilling His commands and refraining from His prohibitions. Perform prayer with perfection and do not be from the idolaters who go against nature and ascribe partners with Allah by worshipping them.
من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون.
Verse number 32. And do not be from those idolaters who changed their religion, believing in some of it and rejecting other parts of it. They split into groups and sects, each sect happy with whatever falsehood they were on, thinking that they alone were upon the truth and others were on falsehood. Beneficial points. 1. Each creation of Allah is submissive to Him, either optionally or by force. 2. The initial creation clearly proves resurrection. 3. Giving examples to clarify the truth and falsehood is desirable. 4. Following desires deviates and misleads. 5. The religion of Islam is the only religion accepted by those of sound disposition.